Well, this man could write a check for the whole deal if he felt like it. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us.
As long as they didn't try to actually cash it, we would be fine. Yeah.
you can write the check.
I can write the check. That's not an issue.
The funds are another issue. That's correct.
Right.
Well, Joe, let's talk about Vanderbilt and Auburn coming up on Saturday. As for the run game for the Commodores, how big of a task do they face, and how much do you get the feeling that Jeff Jennings might be able to do on Saturday?
I don't know how much he'll be able to do, but I do think he'll get a chance. I know they wanted to try to get him in last week. During the week, they looked at him in practice and said, you know what, it's just not – he's not going to be ready. It's not worth it. Let's not push it. Let's give him another week. So he's getting some work in this week, and I think you'll see him, and it's going to be important because – Vanderbilt's going to need to run the football, control the clock. And, you know, Auburn's offense against Florida, their four scoring drives against Florida were all 10 plays or more. So they were really controlling the football, and that's something that Vanderbilt can't afford. They've got to be the ones that dictate doing that. And not only Jeff Jennings in the running game, but I think Chris Nixon's going to be really important. I think some of those plays that he made on third downs and turned them into first downs, he's going to have to make those kind of decisions and hopefully be able to get loose against Auburn's defense as well to try to keep some drives going.
Joe, I think the other element to this game, and Florida didn't always do a good job of it, was getting pressure on Brandon Cox. And, I got to believe that's got to be one of Bruce Fowler's main priorities, not only, limiting Auburn's running game, which has been inconsistent, but if you put pressure on Cox, from what I've seen, he will make some mistakes.
Oh, I think you'd like to try to make them throw, that's for sure. And then they are last in the league and having given up 14 sacks already this season. So you can bet that you're going to see some of that stunning on the line. You're going to see those defensive ends, and Stephen Stone and Broderick Stewart and Curtis Gatewood really active. We saw Jonathan Goff last week really active on the pass rush, maybe more so than we have in quite a while. So I think Bruce will have a lot of that going on. Because if you can get pressure on Brandon Cox, especially if you can do it early, we've saw in some of their early games, they made some early mistakes. You know, one of the other factors in this game is in the games they lost, they were -9 in the turnover margin. In the games they've won, they're +7. So it's all about taking care of the football for them and really for Vanderbilt, too. You rarely have a game where you have four interceptions and win by 23. I don't think they want to go to that well again.
Joe, the NCAA graduation numbers are out, and Vanderbilt scored very well in football and in baseball. 91% of football players graduated within 6 years, and 100% of Tim Corbin's baseball players did.
And, you know,
that's
the other
pretty
goal,
impressive.
And I think Vanderbilt's always going to have that kind of percentage because it's just the nature of this program and these coaches and this school. You're going to have to go to class, and you're going to graduate. And the other factor that doesn't get talked about in this one in particular, but at Vanderbilt, the average GPA of the student-athlete is 3.0, which is a pretty amazing thing when you think about it. It's, you know, goals usually for universities are to try to have the student-athlete's GPA at the same level or higher than the overall university population's GPA. And Vanderbilt has reached that in the past review of the 3.0 average. So they're doing it right in the classroom and fortunately doing a lot of things right on the field too.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
They do not factor in the broadcaster's GPA, which is good as well.
Who do you think would be blowing the curve for the broadcaster?
That would be me. Gromos would carry us, you know, pretty well, but after that, I don't think we'd do too well.
Yeah, actually, that's what I meant on the plus side. Gromos would be the guy who would carry the flag for the broadcaster.
He would shoot us down, that's for sure.
Joe, thanks a lot.
See you guys.